The Milton Menace came out of a busy weekend with a bunch of wins. They then found themselves on the losing end of a matchup against the King Rebellion just a few days later. Back to the drawing board, it seems. And with little time to waste, actually, the Menace will be up against Aurora and Burlington this weekend. The silver lining is both games are home games. That's nice. Be caught up with Captain Graham McCauley to recap last weekend's action, cover what exactly happened in that loss to King, and preview the upcoming slate of games. Here's episode 9 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. Well, since we last spoke, 4 games for the Milton Menace. You have a win against Leamington on the road. You have a win against Oakville on the road. A win against Niagara Falls at home. That's 3 wins in a row there. Tell me a bit about those wins. How did you feel coming out of Sunday's game against Niagara Falls?
That was a huge weekend. You know, kind of scores aside, I think, obviously, Leamington was a huge win, but you know, Saturday and Sunday we kind of just played the right way and we found the results that we were looking for. So a huge weekend, just to kind of build some momentum there, grab 3 wins. Yeah, that was really good.
Now, when we spoke last week, you were optimistic and looking forward to the 3 games in 4 days. How did you feel Sunday night after that 3rd game?
Well, let's just say it's. I mean, me personally, I haven't played that much hockey in a while, but I know we don't have too many 3-4s as a team on the road, or just in general, sorry. But, you know, I think the boys were definitely happy to have the Monday off.
In those situations, is the team, you know, kind of looking to rely on maybe replacements, you know, maybe substitutions for maybe those back-to-back games?
I don't think so. I think you kind of just roll with whoever's going, and, you know, sometimes that does mean a couple guys, you know, in and out of the lineup. But I think, you know, you kind of just roll with who's going, and especially when you're winning. I honestly don't even remember if we did any lineup changes, but I think for the main part, we just kind of had the same guys rolling.
I guess it helps when you win 2 games, you go into Sunday night looking to get another win, and maybe you're just not looking to change any mojo, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's look at Wednesday. Yesterday, you guys went to King City and faced the Rebellion. It was a 5-3 loss, so unfortunately not the outcome you were looking for. But some positives come out of the game, I'd imagine?
Yeah, that was a tough one yesterday. You know, the first 5 minutes were pretty good. They came out well. You know, they're a fast team. They forecheck really hard. And honestly, we just weren't good enough. I think we kind of let up a little bit after we went up too often, and the rest of the way it wasn't good. You know, Ozzy was great in that, and he did everything he could to help us out. But you know, everyone up front and everyone on the back end, just, you know, we didn't really do our job to kind of help him out.
I know it's a cliche in hockey, pucks on net, but you guys had 55 shots in total on the game. Was that just the mentality? Is it just put everything on net, try to hope something goes through?
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know how many we had on the power play, but we just, you know, we got to figure out the power play. I think we had some really good looks, but we had 1 power play goal on the 5-on-3, but so we need that to start clicking, especially to help out Ozzy and make these games a little bit easier on us, especially if we're not having our game. No, it was a tough one yesterday. Then we got 2 more games this weekend to kind of flush that.
You and I have talked about, you know, traveling you're used to because, you know, you travel a lot for hockey growing up as kids. Afternoon games, especially at 12 o'clock noon, that's got to be just different for you physically at this stage of your life, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's different, but I think, you know, they got to play at noon too, so... you know, there's not really any excuses per se there, but you got to do what you can to prepare for a noon game, if that's the night before, what time you're waking up, what time you're eating. It's definitely different. Definitely a different preparation for that, but they're in the exact same scenario, so that's not an excuse to come out and play like we did.
All right, now we have a game on Friday against Aurora. That's a home game, and then another game at home on Sunday against Burlington. Are you happy to just have, you know, 2 games at home against, you know, pretty familiar opponents?
Yeah, I think you'll have a good weekend here. You know, good to be at home, just kind of reset think we had won five prior to yesterday. We were doing a good job kind of climbing back up the standings with the games we had in hand. A lot of good practice today, kind of reset. Not forget about yesterday, but just kind of, flush it. And then just move on to Friday and hopefully get two wins at home on the weekend.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. We'll talk next week.
Appreciate it.